Fine podcast so you are up to date on everything ag retail.
And the Ad Council.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-507-9624. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-507-9624. That's 800-507-9624. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The House expected to take up a temporary spending bill to fund the government past the Friday deadline. President-elect Trump's advisor Elon Musk posting on social media platform X that he opposes the funding bill. ABC's Jay O'Brien says the House Speaker is pushing ahead.
Mike Johnson has always had a further right contingent of his conference that has opposed any kind of temporary government funding measure which needs to be passed by the end of this week in order to avert a government shutdown. And then Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy also coming out against this. The reality is Mike Johnson has the votes amongst Democrats most likely to get this government funding plan over the goal line.
The Federal Reserve making another quarter point interest rate cut. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the labor market has cooled to help further tame inflation. Residents and fire crews in California under red flag wildfire warnings. The Santa Ana winds are back and a winter storm with ice and snow on the move in the Northeast. This is ABC News. A week before Christmas, parents and grandparents are busy hunting down the perfect toys for the children in their lives. Consumer advocates, though, urging those caregivers to choose those gifts carefully.
Many of the items on the 10 worst toys list issued by a group called Watch carry a risk of choking or eye injury. Topping the roster, though,
the toy Colt 45 pistol
made by Pin OVK. The risk, says James Schwartz of Watch.
Police officers can't tell in a split second what's real, what's not. And there have been a lot of tragedies as a result.
The same toy poses a risk of eye injury from the rubber bullets it shoots. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Another delay for astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams on the International Space Station. The two arriving at the ISS in June aboard the Boeing Starliner capsule for a short visit. Problems with the capsule, though, force them to wait for a new ride home. Now NASA says that won't be until late March, as SpaceX needs to prepare the new capsule. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Oh no, my phone.
Hear that? It's the sound of a skater dropping her phone and smashing it on the ice. Yep, it's definitely broken. But at Verizon, we got you. That's right, now's your last chance to trade in any phone, any condition from one of our top brands and get a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch 7 and Tab S9 FE5G. That's up to $1,900 in value. So you'll save big on three great gifts, only at Verizon. Service plan required for watch and tablet. Up to $1,900 value based on phone, watch, and tablet. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. Madison police are providing more updates on the shooting at Abundant Life Christian School that killed three, including the shooter, 15-year-old student Natalie Rupnow. Chief Sean Barnes says identifying a motive is their top priority.
At this time, it appears that the motive was a combination of factors. We cannot share that information at this time because we do not want to jeopardize the investigation. We're talking to students to understand whether bullying was one of those multiple factors.
Barnes says they're working to verify a document circulating online that some are referring to as a manifesto. He also provided a clarification on the initial 911 call.
Yesterday, after looking at the computer-aided dispatch system, it seems as if a call came from a second grader. It actually read, the call came from a second grade teacher. It did not come from a second grader. It read, second grade teacher.
Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway is defending the privacy of the victims of the shooting. As a 45-minute press conference wound down Tuesday, the mayor pushed back against reporters who pressed her for victims' names.
Just have some human decency, folks. Leave them alone. Let them grieve. Let them recover. Let them heal.
Three people died in Monday's shooting, but so far only the shooter has been identified. Another teenage student and a teacher also died. Seven others were wounded, including two students hospitalized with life-threatening injuries. Madison Community Foundation and the United Way of Dane County have set up the Abundant Life Christian School Emergency and Recovery Fund to provide immediate and long-term support for those impacted by the shooting. You can contribute to the recovery fund by texting HELP4ALCS, that's HELP, the number 4, ALCS, to 40403. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Real Country 1430 WRDN reminds you to shop our area businesses in the listening area first. From Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, Ellsworth, Alma, and everywhere in between, find the products and services you need all at affordable prices. You know, these local businesses offer personal service you just don't get at box stores. Shopping locally first not only supports our friends and neighbors, but also supports you. Our local businesses contribute to many school and civic organizations. They provide jobs and they help strengthen our economies. Shop locally first. This reminder from Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Winter storm warning for 4 to 7 inches of snow starting late tonight and continuing through Thursday afternoon. Some blowing snow with a gusty breeze. Low tonight in the upper teens, high tomorrow upper 20s. Colder for the rest of the week and into the weekend. Alexandria, Minnesota. For great winter getaways and holiday fun, explore alex.com. Currently 23 degrees.
Well, Farm Aid, an extension of the 2018 Farm Bill, year-round E15, and much more. That's the news coming out of Capitol Hill here late Tuesday evening, and it's one of the many things we're going to be talking about here on today's AOA. Thanks for joining us for Agriculture of America. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. And that farm assistance announced along with an extension of the Farm Bill and all this tied up in a continuing resolution that still has to be voted on. We're going to talk about this throughout the show in various segments today. We'll get a deep dive into it at the end of the show. Segment 4, DTN's Chris Clayton will join us for a conversation. In Segment 3, we're going to talk with Michael Dykes from the International Dairy Foods Association. A lot of other topics surrounding the dairy industry, dietary guidelines, and much more. We're going to talk about all that with Dr. Dykes coming up here at Segment 3. In Segment 2, Barry Benson with FNBO will join us as we talk about the ag economy here nearing the end of the year, and we will be, I'm sure, discussing some of this farm aid and what that means for the farm economy, et cetera, as well. So looking forward to talking with Barry coming up here in just a little bit. Let's kick things off here on AOA, though. Get a look at what's happening in the markets. Don Rose, U.S. Commodities, joins us. Don, Merry Christmas to you and yours. Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, good morning, Jesse, and Merry Christmas to you and all your listeners.
Appreciate that. Don, as we dive in and look at these markets, I should ask you just off the top here real quick, this farm aid package, farmers, some $10 billion due to low commodity prices and rising inputs. Do you believe that will have any sort of impact on the markets, whether it be positive, negative? Any thoughts there just real quick, Don?
Well, you know, I think the number one, the E15 year round, you know, an extension of the 2018 Farm Bill is more positive, probably adds another, let's just call it 30, 40 million bushels of corn usage. So, you know, that's a positive. I think that's probably part of the reason the corn market tried to find some support in an overall negative market on soybeans, Jesse.
Well, and let's talk soybeans here. It looks like we're slipping through some key resistance levels. We got a big Brazilian crop that's going to be nearing harvest here fairly quickly. And
I'm a little concerned as I look at the soybean board right now. Don, what are your thoughts?
Well, you know, I think if you back up, you look at it, it's kind of the fear is coming to the front burner here. We have a 470 million carryover on soybeans. That's not bullish. You have South America with Brazil alone coming up with, it looks like, a crop that is about 350 million bushels larger than their record. So we were on hold chart-wise, Jesse, waiting to see if South America had a weather problem, first out of Argentina and then maybe even in Brazil. So far, in a La Nina year, it's a weak La Nina, nothing's developed, time's marching along. We broke down through the chart base support on soybeans. Once it breaks through that, gives you a target. We're down 14 right now at 965, Jesse. Gives us a target of 932 on the March. So we'll see. You know, everybody that is long in contract lows has a loss. And, you know, that's a problem because you have a lot of nervous trade out here.
Well, and you see prices getting down to some of these levels. I have to think that it's early in the conversation, but you know, if we continue to trend this way, got to think that that's going to end up buying more and more corn acres into 25, Don.
Well, and you bring up the corn acres. If you look at the corn-soybean mix is what you're really talking about. We're at a place where soybeans are about 2.17 over the corn. That's the lowest ratio of soybeans over corn since 2020 pandemic. Typically, in order to keep those acres in line, it's usually about a 2.4, 2.45. So you're exactly right. You're going to be talking this acre switch. You know, and the other side, you're talking the supply side. China's demand is slow. Their corn prices are at a five-year low. Their crush margins are deep in the red. Their farmers are losing money, so they're trying to protect their farmers at a very low import pace on soybeans and corn currently, Jesse.
We're talking with Don Rose from U.S. Commodities. Don, another piece here as well today, Wednesday, Federal Reserve meeting. That's going to wrap up. Wondering if we could see any sort of policy change there. What impact could that have on the markets?
Well, you know, it looks like, you know, we don't have inflation under control. So it looks like, I think the surprise on this is that they did not lower the rates. I mean, it's an odds-on favorite, 95%, that they're going to lower a quarter percent. So we'll see. Then it ends. You know, the feeling was we're going to have four cuts next year. Maybe one, possibly two. Now we'll see. But, you know, the real issue, Jesse, is you're talking about the demand side of the market. You're talking about the currencies. Our dollar is very strong. Brazil's currency, their real, is at a record low. So what that means is their farmers sell in U.S. dollars. So while their currency is low, they're getting a big advantage there. It's only their input costs that they have to buy from around the world that is the issue, but they also have a lot of their chemicals that are produced there.
Looking over at that livestock complex, too, real quick, it feels kind of quietly mixed on Wednesday's trade, cattle and hogs. It looks like technically hogs finding some concern, maybe a head and shoulders formation I saw on the chart, and then you look at cattle. It feels like we're geared up for that cattle on feed report on Friday already. What's your take of the protein sector, Don?
Well, I think if you take the hogs, first of all, the bull story on the hogs is we've had liquidation. We've got disease problems out here, but the technicals are weak. You know, you talk about China. China's imports from around the world are down 33% versus a year ago. So, you know, struggling there with their economy. Hog market, you get up around 100, 102. Looks like that is good catch-up risk management with a concern there. Cattle market, of course, all's bullish. Well, we had record large long positions in hogs. That's coming out a little bit, Jesse. So cattle, looking over there, that's the big bull cyclical market that's well advertised, been well documented for probably a good year, maybe more. The fear is the Packers buying for some short kill weeks now, putting a little bit of a push in there. The real key is as our economy kind of goes sideways, can you sell the beef? So placements, on the cattle on feed. You brought that up. Looks like it's going to be the smallest placements in 2016. So, you know, it looks like we're holding cows back. Kill so far this year is down 1.1 million head. That's a big number. A lot of that is because the cow kill is down sharply, Jesse.
Don, always appreciate the insight. Real great to talk to you again, and we'll let you go. We're up against the clock. I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year one more time, and we'll look forward to talking to you again in 2025, Don.
Yep, sounds great. We'll look forward to it, and happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year. Thanks, Jesse.
You bet. Don Rose, U.S. Commodities in West Des Moines, Iowa, joining us here for Markets on AOA. Coming up next, we're going to take a look at the overall ag economy, weave in some of this conversation about this farm aid package and the continuing resolution and more. We'll talk with Barry Benson from FNBO. That's next on AOA, Agriculture of America. Join us the first Wednesday of every month on AOA for the latest episode of the Monthly Grind with our friends at the National Corn Growers Association. We'll discuss the latest topics surrounding the corn industry, the relationships between corn and other parts of the agricultural supply chain, the newest initiatives and partnerships from NCGA's Market Development Action Team, and much more. That's the first Wednesday of every month for the Monthly Grind on AOA. It's a show you don't want to miss.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-760-9937. That's 800-760-9937. 800-760-9937.
Agriculture is a busy job, and it requires you to constantly be on the go. That's why Farm and Ranch Media and our brands, American Ag Network, AOA, and Market Talk, are here to provide you with the latest news and information that impacts your operation. We'll keep you up to date with the latest market information, ag news, weather, and more from here at home and around the world. Thanks for listening, and stay farm informed with Farm and Ranch Media.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Life is better with American Family Insurance. You do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Keeping America's farmers and ranchers informed. AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back as AOA continues here today. We take a look at what is happening in farm country, a look at the farm economy as we close out 2024. Of course, this news off Capitol Hill is of note with impacts to the farm economy here. We'll weave that into the conversation, I'm sure, and much more. Joining us now here on AOA, we welcome him back, VP of Agribusiness Banking at FNBO, Barry Benson. Barry, it's good to talk with you again. How are you?
Good morning, Jesse. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Barry, I should I'd be remiss if I didn't at least start here to get some reaction from you on this, this whole farm aid package with the farm bill extension and all of this wrapped up in the continuing resolution, this E15 legislation. There's a lot of things here. Any initial reaction to some of this funding, both disaster aid, which very important for folks who experience disasters in farm country, but then there's some $10 billion here for low commodity prices and high inputs, et cetera. So just from your, you know, agribusiness perspective here, what are your feelings on this injection of aid into the farm economy here near the end of the year?
Yeah, Jesse, that topic has certainly taken on quite a life of its own here over the last week. On our side, we do always believe that it is good to give the aid to those that need it at times of challenges. Obviously, hindsight for many, we have been entering probably our third year now for lower commodity prices on the grain side. That has impacted some operations more than others. Typically, as farmers and ranchers, we like capitalism and do not look for aid, and sometimes that's always outside of our control. And so we do feel that we're glad that the government is taking some steps, to help with some aid to those that need it. And hopefully there may be some additional more depending on how things go here in the next couple of days.
All right. Well, we'll keep our eyes on this situation. I appreciate you giving us a few thoughts here to kick off this conversation. As you know, we wrap up Q4, we look at quarter one of 2025. You know, what are some things that are being talked about in the agribusiness finance world, Barry? I mean, I think some of it probably at the heart of what you just mentioned here, looking at low prices and concerns about tightness and a cost price squeeze on the farm, et cetera. So what are your thoughts here as we close out 1 year and look ahead to the new year?
Yeah, we are coming up on renewal season for many of our producers, and so we do feel that there has been a credit shift over this past year as we talked about with prices changing. I believe, unfortunately, soybeans are near a four-year record low this morning. We're starting out in the red and not a trend that we'd like to see. So there has been declining prices while operating costs have remained high and has created a margin crunch for many of our producers. And so at times like this here at FNBO, we always feel that this is when relationships matter. We like to be a value, trusted financial partner. And we know that ag is cyclical and has many ups and downs. And so sometimes when we're in these tougher times like this, we want to pull up our bootstraps, want to visit with our customers, make sure we're on the same page, and continue to visit with them. So with that, we may ask more questions than we have historically, may do a little deeper dive into different items of their income statement or their balance sheet, maybe out for sure once or maybe more often to inspect collateral, to verify that things are where they indicated they are, and may sometimes request more documentation just as behalf of some other outside assets that our customers may have. We do feel, though, as we are in this downturn, that we can learn from it and establish some best practices, and we feel as we gain through this knowledge this year that we'll come out better into 25 and 26 with items that we've learned.
I want to ask you about some of those best practices, but just first, you mentioned it with it being renewal season. Has there been a bit of a credit culture shift for farm businesses and some of these conversations that you've had broadly with customers there at FNBO, Barry?
Yeah, there's just as margins are tighter 2 years ago or 3 years ago when corn and beans were at much higher prices. A couple $1,000s here or there didn't really matter too much for the cash flow. Today, with these margins being ultra tight and producers watching every penny, it just is a little more of a reason to do a little deeper dive to make sure that we're in the best position to help our customers. Not only, obviously we know that our customers need a cash flow and operating money to be able to operate, but we also want to make sure that they are best positioned. And so they don't get themselves over-leveraged or get into a position that isn't good for them or good for us, which leads to more difficult conversations later on. And so with that, we do kind of tie into some what we consider New Year's resolutions. And so to do a little deeper dive, we do ask our customers to make a budget, come up with a projected cash flow, We do know prices change, obviously, daily, but based on the information that they have at the present time, what are they projecting their break-evens to be? Where do they think they will be in the middle of the year, and then also when will they be making some marketing decisions at the end of the year? So they can consider limiting how much debt they have. They want to obviously look at the debt that they have today and focus on paying that down, take care of existing bills before incurring some new bills. We want them to tune into their various different accounts. So, unfortunately, fraudsters are up and active every day. So we ask them to work with our cash management team and look for ways to protect those assets and verify that their accounts are being handled as they should every day. So we have products and services that help them, but we do also encourage them to view their accounts every day. One that's often missed is, at the beginning of the year, we always ask our customers to make sure you know your PINs and passwords for your different accounts for not only your banking relationship, but for a lot of other items to verify that those are all in tune. And then many producers today are doing year-end tax planning. Always think that's a good time to also dust off and say, okay, what would be some best practices going into the new year to organize their financial information, keep up to date with everything that's happening in their accounts. And, you know, if you have some information from over 7 or 8 years ago, you maybe don't need to have that information still on file. Probably good to get that shredded and away from your office.
Barry Benson, VP of Agribusiness Banking at FNBO, is with us here today on AOA. Barry, interest rates, let's talk about those just real quick. And the Federal Reserve, I know, meeting here this week, Tuesday, Wednesday. We'll wait to see what their decision is. Inflation still feels kind of sticky. What are your thoughts with interest rates right now as we close out the year?
Yeah, just you're spot on with inflation. It is stickier than we had anticipated. Today, when the Fed makes their decision, I believe they'll announce that in here in Central Time about 1 o'clock today. But there's about a 95% probability that they will reduce rates by a 25 basis point cut. So odds are that will fall in line and bring prime down a quarter basis point as well. What has been talked about a lot recently is looking into 2025. 30 to 60 days ago, it was anticipated rates would continue to drop, maybe even upwards to multiple rate cuts down to another 100 basis points throughout the year. That has since eased, and it's anybody's best guess or what their crystal ball would say. Do we have another 25, 50, possibly 75 basis points that could be reduced next year? A lot is obviously up to the new administration that will be coming in January. I believe the talks of tariffs has scared some people. I believe those are negotiating tools, but we will see how that plays out. But the market has been hesitant. The Dow, I believe yesterday probably was down for the ninth day in a row, which is one of the longer down streaks that we've seen. And so everybody has just kind of braced themselves in positioning. So with our producers, we always like to say we want to control what we can control. Obviously, a 25 basis point decrease in rates today would help those that are borrowers. So for every $250,000 somebody borrows, that would reduce their interest expense by about $6,200, or a little over $6,200. And so that translates into some money. If you look at loans that have $1 million out, that's out for a whole year, and there's a 25 basis point reduction in rates, that's $25,000 savings to that borrower. And so that is real dollars, and that obviously very helpful when we consider what margins are. So we'll continue to keep an eye on it. We're optimistic that rates will continue to soften, but that inflation number is still just a little stickier than what we had anticipated, and it'll be interesting to see how the Fed handles that in 2025.
Absolutely. Well, Barry, we're up against the clock. I wanted to ask you a little bit about the beef folks, the cattle industry. Things have been a little bit better there, but we are unfortunately out of time, so we'll have to save that for a future conversation. With that, though, Barry, I will let you go, and I'll wish you and yours a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season, and we'll talk to you sometime early in the new year.
Sounds great, Jesse. Merry Christmas to you and your family as well. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Barry Benson, VP of Agribusiness Banking at FNBO, joining us here today on Agriculture of America. Always enjoy a talk with Barry and some of his perspectives from the ag lending side of the equation. Course, be watching the Federal Reserve, see what they do with interest rates and more to our point there at the end of that segment. Sticky inflation is definitely still here. All right, coming up next, we're going to shift gears. We're going to go to the dairy industry. We'll talk with Dr. Michael Dykes from the International Dairy Foods Association. He joins us next on AOA.
The holidays should be filled with joy, but one in five children in America face hunger.
Giving is a part of our holiday tradition, but it's also part of our all-year-round tradition.
This holiday season, give love, hope, and meals. Let's end hunger together. Join the movement at feedingamerica.org.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today.
Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
2AOA.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Double-digit losses in the milk markets with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, January milk down 27 to 2024, February down 28 to 1977, March down 29 to 1970, April down 21 at 1939. Live cattle markets were mostly lower as the traders took profits due to the concern about the market's ability to stay above resistance levels at 190. Lower box beef prices also pressured markets. Feeder cattle were mostly lower due to the drop in live cattle markets, even though countryside demand remains strong. Hog markets, meanwhile, closed mostly higher. Higher pork cutout values and technical buying supported the market. December live cattle down 95 cents to 191.30. January feeder cattle down 47 cents to 257. February hogs up 50 cents to 83.70. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets were mostly lower. A lack of fresh fundamental news and spillover pressure from soybeans pressured the markets. An export sale of 135,000 metric tons of corn to Colombia didn't help support markets. Soybeans sharply lower as the continuing resolution to keep the government open looks like it did not include the $1 per gallon tax credit for soy biodiesel. That pressured the markets. Wheat markets, though, were also mostly lower. New crop corn down 5.5 to 433. New crop beans down 23 to 965 and three quarters.
Amplify Health by Gunderson Mondovi Clinic is pleased to welcome our newest family medicine provider, Taylor Anderson, physician assistant, and her family medicine team.
Hi, I'm Taylor Anderson, a certified physician assistant, and I'm thrilled to join Amplify Health by Gunderson and serve the community of Mondovi. I look forward to providing primary health care for patients of all ages.
The Mondovi Clinic is part of Gunderson Tri-County Hospital and Clinics and is your trusted partner in health care when you need it. Call us at 715-926-1113 to schedule an appointment with Taylor Anderson.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Informing America's farmers and ranchers, AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back as we continue here on AOA today. We are going to get connected with the president and CEO of the International Dairy Foods Association here in just a moment. Got plenty of dairy issues to catch up on. Coming up here in just a little bit as well, we're going to talk about this farm aid package, farm bill extension, and more. that has been rolled out this week by Congress. We're going to talk with DTN's Chris Clayton coming up in the next segment and get a little more of a deep dive into what is going on with this on Capitol Hill. Right now, though, let's talk dairy issues. Joining us, he is the president and CEO of the International Dairy Foods Association. Dr. Michael Dykes is with us. Michael, it's been a while. Welcome back to the show. Hope you're doing well.
Doing well. Thank you for having me, Jesse.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Where do I start? We got a lot of things to cover here, Michael. I think top of mind for me, and I know a lot of this is going to tie into the priorities that IDFA has laid out for the incoming administration. Dietary guidelines, though. We saw this report come out here a little over a week ago. Some folks in the ag industry happy with what they saw. Some folks weren't. What's the reaction from IDFA and the dairy industry?
Well, we were rather pleased with what the scientific committee came with. We have worked aggressively on that, Jesse, and we believe they took much of our input. We were very pleased to see they maintained the 3 servings a day for Americans with dairy. Preserved dairy's specific spot in the dietary guidelines. We were disappointed, once again, that the committee doesn't recognize the new science around dietary fat, fat in dairy products. There aren't detrimental effects on cardiovascular disease and obesity, as was originally thought 15, 20 years ago, when we moved away from fat to processed carbohydrates, and we've seen what's happened to obesity. So we presented scientific studies to them. We were asking that both 2% and whole milk be added to the dietary guidelines in addition to skim and 1%. Unfortunately, that wasn't there. We will continue to work on that. We've been very supportive of healthy milk for whole milk for healthy kids, which is a piece of legislation that House Ag Committee Chairman G.T. Thompson has introduced and has passed the House. So we're hopeful that in the next Congress, it will pass the House again, which we're confident it will, because all bills, when they have a new Congress, all bills will have to start over from introduction all the way through the entire process in the new Congress. So we intend to see that pass the House, and then we'll be working aggressively with members of the Senate to try to get to pass the Senate as well. So that's dietary guidelines. That's the fat and dairy. There are other parts of food and nutrition we're working on. We want to see this Biden-Harris administration made some cuts in dairy to WIC, infants, children's mothers. They cut them 3 gallons of milk per month, which we are still puzzled by what the logic there was. We'd like to see those prohibited before they're implemented in 2026. We'd also like to see lactose-free milk being served in schools before any waivers are given for other beverages, as we're seeing more and more students with a lactose intolerant. All of our school milk providers are working and offering lactose-free as an option. Those are just some of the things in the health and nutrition space. We see this as a very positive space for dairy, as that we are nutrient-dense, 13 essential nutrients in milk, in a very dense package, available for all ages, available for all eating occasions. So we're excited about our opportunities, about how dairy fits into health and wellness.
Well, as we look ahead here, Michael, to the incoming Trump administration, and I've been looking through a lot of the priorities that IDFA laid out here, a lot of what you mentioned there, especially working with Health and Human Services and USDA and more. Expand on some of this as well, just some of these priorities as we look at this incoming Trump administration. We wait on confirmation for certain individuals such as RFK Jr. and Brooke Rollins at USDA, et cetera. What are some of the other priorities that IDFA is going to be focused on with the incoming administration?
Well, let's do Blake Rollins and USDA. I don't personally know her, but everyone that I have talked with that do know her and that have spoken with her have high regards for her. She is very close to President Trump. She's been active in policy circles for several years. Comes from Texas with a background in agriculture. So we're excited to have her, see her go through the confirmation process. I've heard nothing but positives. We met with Senator Bozeman. We met with Chairman J.T. Thompson. We met with others in the Senate that have also talked with her. Everyone has leaves those meetings feeling good about her as Secretary of Agriculture. There are several projects there that we want to work with, several priorities we have. We had an 2018 Farm Bill, Healthy Food and Milk Incentives, where we incentivize SNAP participants to purchase, if they purchase skim and 1% milk, to purchase additional dairy products. It extended the purchasing power of their SNAP dollars. That has gone extremely well. By the summer of 2025, we will be at 1,100 stores testing different incentive models. It is now in all of the Meijer stores in the Midwest with an electronic point of sale, which means we have 100% redemption on these incentives. It's referred to as Add Milk. We are working aggressively, and we want to work with the next Secretary of Agriculture and the Congress to expand the Healthy Fluid Milk incentives to include 2% in whole milk and cheese and yogurt. We think those would be all things that would continue to stretch the purchasing power for SNAP participants. We also would like to ask that USDA continue to work on this and to make sure that any waivers that are asked for that would expand this offering for dairy be accepted. We are firm believers in incentivizing SNAP participants toward healthy options versus penalizing them and dictating what they can and can't buy. Another thing, Jesse, that we are firm believers in is that for the 53 million Americans on SNAP in the U.S., it is a way that we can help those that are less fortunate, that are food insecure, to purchase the products that American farmers and American processors, food processors, produce. So it's a good way that works for those who in need, and also to purchase the products that are produced right here in America. So it's a positive program all the way around. Those are some of the things. The WIC cuts would also be underneath USDA. We want to make sure those get restored. And we'd also like to see the WIC cuts restored. And we'd also like to see whole and 2% milk as an option for children age 2 and older in the WIC program. So those are some of the things in USDA that we'll be working on, Jesse.
And Michael, you know, something else I think we should bring up too here, we got a few minutes, is the trade portion, exports, trade. Yes. We got a review of USMCA coming up, of course, and we got a lot of talk about tariffs on Canada, Mexico, China, others from the incoming administration. What's IDFA's view on this as we gear up for the incoming administration and some unknowns surrounding trade?
Yes, excellent question. Tariffs, trade, extremely important to dairy, but also, Jesse, so very important to all of agriculture. In the case of dairy, we are exporting about 18% of the milk produced. In other words, one day's milking each week goes to the export markets. And as we continue to increase our milk production year over year, and with $8 billion of investment already announced to expand our dairy processing capabilities, we need to expand our export markets. So all the talk about trade and tariffs causes some concern on the part of broad agriculture, because we need access to these markets, and if we tariff their incoming products to the U.S., they will retaliate by placing tariffs on our export products to their countries. So I think the issue we have, though, is we have so very few specifics of what's actually going to happen. We hear threats of across-the-board tariffs. We hear threats of tariffs on Canada and Mexico. We have tariffs on China. And we also saw some of the tariffs levied in the first Trump administration were never taken off by the Biden administration. So our view is, if we're going to do tariffs, let's do them for negotiating leverage against objectives to increase our market access in countries. Let's have them focused. Let's have them time limited so that we use them as true leverage. In the case of the USMCA, we have two important review periods coming. One is on their dairy policies for coming up here in July of 2025, and a review of the entire agreement in July of 2026. It's been a great agreement. We need to see the agreement stay in place, but we need to see Canada honor the commitments on dairy that they made in the original USMCA. We need the access, market access that was supposed to be granted to us with the tariff rate quotas all being filled, and we want to preserve the agreement because that's many good things for us. And Mexico is our number one trading partner. So from those perspectives, that's what we want to see. China has been the target. We'd like to see trade objectives with the Southeast Asia countries so they can become better partners for dairy as well.
All right, we're out of time. Michael Dykes with IDFA. Appreciate you being with us here today on AOA. Back with more after this.
Think back.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Saline from Vicks.
Sinex Saline Nasal Spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion associated with colds and year-round allergies with a gentle, ultra-fine mist that's no mess and easy to control.
Daddy, we need more balloons!
On it!
Enjoy life's important moments without congestion. Try Sinex Saline from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
This is the famous footwear that everyone has on their holiday wish list. So don't wait to make it famous. Whether you're searching for their favorite character shoes or the hottest sneakers, slippers, and boots, Famous Footwear has the newest styles from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, Timberland, and more. Unwrap Famous today and make everyone's holidays merry with buy one, get one half off at your local Famous Footwear or famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
The holidays are coming, so gather your friends, family, acquaintances, pets, significant others, insignificant others, and even some total randos to watch Prime Video. We've got new holiday hits on Prime like Red One and seasonal staples like Die Hard and Love Actually. Rent or buy family favorites like Home Alone and Miracle on 34th Street. No matter who you gather, Prime Video has something for everyone. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Prime for details.
This Black Friday and Cyber Monday, data from Square, Afterpay, and Cash App revealed that businesses broke records with 144 million global transactions, up 18% from last year. Both in-store and online sales surged, up 17% and 21% respectively. Sellers used discounting to attract buyers with an average 19% off. Square's tools helped sellers meet the demand as holiday shopping fueled a rise in spending. Explore more shopping insights at squareup.com.
The war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together, we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-320-1993. That's 800-320-1993. 800-320-1993.
When news happens in agriculture or when the markets are moving, we've got you covered as your trusted voice in agriculture. The team at the American Ag Network has the knowledge and experience to keep you informed on the issues impacting farmers and ranchers. We've got you covered on air, online, and on demand. Find the American Ag Network on your favorite social media platforms and also follow the American Ag Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We are the American Ag Network.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@MarketTalkAg and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
Get the latest bonus interviews, exclusive content, and more with the American Ag Today podcast. Just search for American Ag Today and give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts.
Ho, ho, ho! It's Christmas Eve, and Max and Daisy are busy decorating their exquisite tree.
Max, how high are you going with that star?
High enough so no cat can reach it.
Smart thinking. We don't want a repeat of last year.
Okay, Daisy, hit the lights.
Perfect.
Max and Daisy aren't just decking the halls. They're getting ready for something bigger.
What's next on our list?
Delivering gifts. Gifts of hope.
This Christmas, Max, Daisy, and their fellow guide dogs are heading out to change lives, bringing comfort and joy to those who need it most. Find hope at dogsinc.org. Ho, ho, ho!
Ready, Daisy?
Ready, Max. Ready to give hope.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
Well, congressional leaders working on a continuing resolution on Capitol Hill this week that has been rolled out, including some economic aid for farmers and ranchers, disaster aid, E15 legislation, a 2018 farm bill extension. There's a lot of stuff in this continuing resolution, the stopgap to avoid a government shutdown. Joining us now to discuss the latest, DTN Ag Policy Editor Chris Clayton. Chris, welcome back to AOA. Merry Christmas to you and yours. Thanks for being with us today.
Hey, same to you. Merry Christmas. Hope you're having a great season so far.
I am. I definitely am. Hope the same for you. As here we are up against another government shutdown deadline, Chris, and clock ticking, but seems like we're nearing the end and finding a continuing resolution once again. This time, a lot of news in here for agriculture, this farm aid and much more. Talk about this, just what you're hearing the latest here today on where this all stands, Chris.
At the moment, we don't actually know when the House or Senate will bring the bill to the floor. Usually with the House of Representatives, you have a meeting from the House Rules Committee, which then sets the rules for debate. They have not announced that a meeting yet. So technically, the government shuts down at the Friday night at midnight, Saturday morning. And I get the feeling maybe, we will have some sort of probably very short temporary shutdown as Congress is still dealing with this. This could carry into the weekend for the Senate, especially. I know they want to get out there on Friday, but now they've pressed themselves into a time crunch.
Very true. Well, and I think with some of this, some of the dollar amounts and figures here, I know is bringing some tension in both chambers here. This $10 billion in economic aid to mitigate falling commodity prices, rising production costs, that's one area. I don't think anyone's too up in arms about some of the emergency disaster relief. That's important for folks who've been affected. But, I mean, there's pieces of this that I know is bringing some contention, right?
Definitely the economic package caused some tension, and part of it was Senator Stabenow, the chairwoman of the Senate Agriculture Committee, had come up with a plan that would have rolled Inflation Reduction Act money, conservation money, $14 billion or so that is left over from that, into the farm bill, and that would have basically paid for that $10 billion out of pocket. And it would have added to the baseline dollars for the farm bill going forward when the Congress convenes next year and starts to try to debate a farm bill. House Republican leadership rejected that idea. So you kind of set $14 billion out there that now is going to be a big question whether, you know, if Congress comes back next year, Republicans completely repeal the IRA, all that conservation money gets lost in the process. And that's going to be the contention going forward. In the short term, farmers really, though, got more money out of this than they would have gotten if say, Congress had actually passed a farm bill this year. You know, even if reference prices were increased right now, you're going to see more. You're going to see this $10 billion get divvied up. There's a complicated formula on how they're going to do that. I've seen some inaccurate information online that was really misleading for farmers, but it's a formula. You're not going to get, you know, as much as maybe you might have thought, but it's still going to be a pretty good amount to share around. And then if you had a disaster in your area, drought, you know, hurricane, flooding, if you were impacted in that area, and when you're talking about a lot of area, you've got $21 billion in actual disaster aid that will also be applied to you. And that goes back for, you know, 23 and 24. So there's a couple of different opportunities for farmers. It's going to take a while to sort out. That economic aid money is supposed to go out within 90 days after the bill is signed. So that'll hit quickly before planting season. I get the feeling that, you know, the natural disaster aid will take a little more time. They want to go back to maybe looking at what you had under the WIP Plus program. Mm-hmm. And so it'll take a little while to sort that out, but you know, you got $30 billion and then you also got the E15, which I think is really exciting. So
I was going to ask you about the E15 too here, Chris. We got about a minute and a half. That seemed to be a little unexpected with, many folks, ethanol and biofuel groups, really welcoming this news that, quite honestly, if, in my opinion, this should have been done a long time ago, I think.
It really was. EPA kept insisting that they were stuck because of what the law was written, and now they can't get around that. That, you know, all they did was they changed 10% to 15%. It'll lead to the next frontier, which is higher blend debate, you know, and that's what I want to see. I want to see the higher blend debate get back. I drive an E85 pickup. I can't buy a new one because they don't sell them anymore. That's what I want to see. But for now, you know, the opportunity to sell E15 year-round nationwide is going to help, definitely help the biofuel and obviously corn growers as well.
I'm going to squeak this in here, 30 seconds on Angie Craig being elected to be the ranking member for the Democrats in the House. Now, two Minnesota lawmakers going to lead the Democrats in the House and the Senate ag committees.
Yeah, and it's a statement that Democrats have said, we have lost entirely way too much in the Midwest. We're bleeding out. You know, we don't have the representation that we need. We need a star. We need somebody who can lead and try to help us make some gains back in the Midwest. And that was part of what this was. She's a really good selection. Every time I've heard her speak, you know, she's on topic on these issues. And having both her and Senator Klobuchar, yeah, it gives a lot of influence to Minnesota, certainly, you know.
Absolutely. DTN Ag Policy Editor Chris Clayton. Chris, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you and yours again. Thanks for joining us today. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Chris Clayton with us here on AOA. We're out of time. Thank you for joining us. I'm Jesse Allen. Have a great rest of your day.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call? If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney. Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
It got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free, and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Auto Accident Help Desk.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies. Because when people don't have to worry about where their next meal is coming from, they can truly thrive. Like Marta.
And now we'll hear from our class valedictorian.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the famous footwear that everyone has on their holiday wish list. So don't wait to make it famous. Whether you're searching for their favorite character shoes or the hottest sneakers, slippers, and boots, Famous Footwear has the newest styles from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, Timberland, and more. Unwrap Famous today and make everyone's holidays merry with buy one, get one half off at your local Famous Footwear or Famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Two top Trump advisors tell ABC News President-elect Trump is signaling to his top advisors and allies he's against the proposed bill to avert a government shutdown. The deadline is this Friday, and a vote is expected in the House today. The Federal Reserve issued a modest quarter-point interest rate cut today. Stocks tanking on word.